Before a major European tour, the forces that gave us such a fabulous Berlioz Brahms performed the Verdi Requiem at Westminster Cathedral in London. They are the Monteverdi Choir and the Orchestra Revolutionnaire Romantique and John Elliott Gardner. Of the Dies Irae, the Death Wrath, the Verdi Requiem, Luba Organisova, the Monteverdi Choir, and the Orchestra Revolutionnaire et Romantique with Sir John Elliott Gardner, but from 1995, I think, the first recording using period instruments. Well, Sir John Elliott is bringing it back. We're on a major European tour, but at Westminster Cathedral next Tuesday, the 18th. He's been rehearsing this afternoon on the line now. Good evening to John Elliott.
Hello, Sean.
First of all, I'm sure just about everybody will remember your Berlioz Prom, which was absolutely wonderful, and people still listen to that again. That was a magical, magical thing with a little bit of dramatic movement in Harold in Italy. Are you doing anything like that with the Verdi Requiem?
Well, not really, but it is a dramatic piece. You can call it Verdi opera in a way. It's a religious opera, but it's so operatic. Both in its construction and the drama inherent in the music. I adore it. It's just the most wonderful piece, and it sounds fantastic with the Orchestre Romantique on the instruments that Berlioz and Verdi both used, which were basically French woodwind instruments and brass, slightly different in Verdi's case, but just it brings the piece to life and gives a sort of wonderful transparency and edge and etching to the writing.
Well, indeed. I mean, that's what happened in the Berlioz. You felt you would be drawn right into the music. The sense of place obviously matters. I mean, you've been doing so many different places in Europe, but Westminster Cathedral, the great Catholic cathedral in London, has got its own drama in its space, hasn't it?
It's a superb venue and underutilized, and I think it'll be wonderful for this occasion. I mean, we're dedicating it to our beloved long-standing stage manager, Richard Fitzgerald, who died tragically a couple of years ago, and he'd been with us for 15 years, and he was the sort of heartbeat of the choir and the orchestra. And I really feel that stage managers are the sort of unsung heroes of the music world, because without them we couldn't function. They do all their work discreetly and behind the scenes, and they give people the confidence, musicians' confidence and singers' confidence to actually give it their best. He died of cancer, and we're dedicating this for cancer research, which is a magnificent charity. And I think it'll be a really special occasion in Westminster Cathedral, which is a place I've done many, many concerts in the past. Monteverdi Vespers, Gabrieli, done the Vespers, done the Verdi Requiem there before, done Gerontius there. It's the right setting for Italianate Catholic music on a big dramatic scale.
Presumably, are you getting those sort of venues for the European tour, or will they be concert
halls? Much less dramatic. we're in Wrocław in Silesia, what used to be the capital of Silesia in Poland now. It'll be nice, but it won't be quite the same thing. It will be great in Pisa, where we're next week as well. Pisa Cathedral, the Duomo, right next to the Leaning Tower. Mm. That'll be pretty special.
mean, it's extraordinary work. I mean, I think Hans von Bülow, the conductor of the time, was rather sniffy about the Verdi Requiem and said just an opera in church vestments. But there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
There's nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, Verdi struggled, I think, with his beliefs. I mean, what I love so much about Verdi is that he came from such a sort of a rural agricultural background, and he never lost his roots. And he sort of plumbed into the Italian 19th century mystique of finding a relationship to the Godhead with the sort of fervor and intensity that he brought to his music making, but with a degree of skepticism. And he treats the theme of death that runs through the Requiem Mass with extraordinary diversity. It's not just all bleak. It's sometimes death as the comforter, as the source beyond life, and also an object of absolute terror, as in the Dies Irae we've just heard.
Well, it's a big space, of course, but you've got a lot of musicians, I think, something like 140 between the
voices
and choir, and orchestra.
But I think it'll sound wonderful, so people should come along if they possibly can and hear it there. I think it will be a very special occasion.
John Elliott, lovely to have you with us. Thank you very much indeed. Hope the rest of the rehearsals and the tour goes well. And of course, that's next Tuesday in a very special space of Westminster Cathedral.
Thank you.